Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the University of Central Florida, offering their Master's of Science in Data Analytics program. Designed to enhance skills in data analysis and machine learning, the new Artificial Intelligence track offers specialized courses to deepen understanding of AI technologies and their applications. More at ce.ucf.edu/data.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. The Spotlight is on now. If you have ever wanted to perform music live on stage in front of an audience, now is your chance. As long as your definition of on stage is a little flexible. Make Music Orange County is a newish to Central Florida project that aims to blanket the whole county in music performed by the community that's free to the community. I say newish to Central Florida because it's only our second year of our area's version of World Music Day, a June 21st holiday that started in Paris in the 80s with residents being urged to just go play music outside in their neighborhoods or in public spaces and parks. It spread to New York, Miami, and more than 700 cities across the world. And with Make Music Orange County now in its second year, it's our turn to join in and lift our voices. Or kazoos, or whatever you want to make music with. Vicki Landon is the administrator of Orange County Arts and Cultural Affairs. She explains how the countywide musical celebration works.
Make Music Day is an awesome holiday celebrated on or near the summer solstice every year, and it is a day of free music for everyone by anyone. And that is the short clip of it. But Make Music Day is really our opportunity as a community to make music all throughout Central Florida. So we can have string ensembles performing in parks. We can have a barbershop quartet in a coffee shop. We can have a guitarist in someone's side yard of a private house. We can have Asian fusion being performed in the middle of a grocery store. The intent is just to cover every square mile of Central Florida with music that's free for the community.
Now, this idea comes from a previously existing sort of holiday?
It does. So the Make Music Day started as the Fête de Musique in France in 1982. And so the French Ministry of Culture decided to establish a national holiday called Make Music Day in France. And the way that it translates, it's the Festival of Music or Make Music. And now, 40-so-odd years later, something like 62% of the French population participate in Make Music Day. Like, businesses close. It's a national holiday. And this holiday came to the States about 20 years ago, was first celebrated in New York City. And we have some chapters that are celebrating Make Music Day in West Palm Beach and in Miami, but it hadn't ever really been celebrated in Central Florida. So our office, along with United Arts of Central Florida, helped spearhead the first celebration of Make Music Day last year in Orange County. And we're really excited to bring it back for a second year.
So explain how this works. If someone wants to perform any kind of music in any way, what do they do?
Great. You just visit our website, first of all, which is real easy. It's makemusicday.org/Orange County. And whether you have a space that you would like to have music in and you're welcome, you're opening up your home or your porch or your shop or your cafe or your side yard to a performer, you can host and be a venue. Or if you are a performer, you can sign up and perform. So you register on the website, you make yourself a profile, whether you need electricity or amplifiers, or whether it's just you and an acoustic guitar, or what style of music you perform or sing, or how many ensemble people you have. And then the venues do the same, whether or not they can provide electricity, whether or not they can provide AV equipment, whether it is canceled in lieu of rain because you are standing outside uncovered. You know, we've had venues that are just a space on a sidewalk, all the way up to venues that are community centers in Orange County. So there's going to be a wide variance there. And then from there on that website, you can sort of matchmake that venues can reach out to artists and ask them to perform a slot during their day, or the individual artist can reach out to a venue and say, hey, I'd love to do a 45-minute set at 1 o'clock that afternoon. And once both people click yes, right, once both people swipe right, that performance gets auto-populated in a schedule and a map of performances for the day that's all on the website. So maybe you're not super musical, but you love listening to it, we would encourage the whole community to just consult the map, the website, and take in some free performances. That's the key, is every single performance must be free. That doesn't mean the artist can't get paid or can't accept tips or sell merchandise, but no admission charged for anybody to be able to listen.
So last year was our first year here in Orange County doing Make Music Day.
Yeah.
What do you think was the big takeaway from that? What did the artists and the hosts and the attendees have to say?
So what I have heard is that our community is hungry for something like this. And I think a lot of people were surprised we already weren't celebrating some sort of holiday. You know, in our inaugural year, I would have been thrilled if we had two or four performances in one or two locations, because it was just our first year trying it, trying to get someone to latch onto the idea of a new holiday that's foreign to them. It can be an uphill lift. And I would have just been happy to say that we did anything. We had over 40 different performances across 16 locations, all the way from Okoye to Avalon Park, which is insane to me. So that tells me this community wants this. This community wants more of this. And I'm really excited to see it grow. You know, this year, we've already seen this big uptick in our arts and cultural nonprofit community hosting a free day of music, programming a whole full day of music that they otherwise might not have in celebration of Make Music Day. And so I think we'll continue to see that participation grow up a little bit every year.
What would you like people to take away from this idea of Make Music Day?
I would love for people to take away the idea that you do not need to be a professional musician to make music. If you open your mouth and a sound comes out, you're making music. If you're blowing on a kazoo, you are making music. If you are hitting mallets on a clay flower pot, you are making music. And I really want to encourage everybody to maybe step outside their comfort zone this year and do a little something to celebrate the musician that's in you. And I think as people are envisioning maybe how they can participate in Make Music Day this year or next year, I also want to encourage them not to just think it has to be a big formal rehearsed performance, that if it's not a 3,000 person concert at an amphitheater, it's not a celebration. You know, in the same way that when you celebrate Halloween, right, our whole country celebrates Halloween, and maybe that's you're throwing a small costume party with your friends. Maybe you're going to a community center for a trunk or treat, or maybe there's a huge municipal Halloween festival happening. You still celebrate the holiday just in your own way. And so Make Music Day can be you and eight friends and nine kazoos standing around in a public park singing kazoos together. It can be a big organized performance if you're a venue that has the AV capability and wants to program a whole day, like Maxine's on Shine is programming their entire outdoor stage that day. Or it can be really casual. So I want to encourage people to think about Make Music Day as something that can show up in a lot of different forms.
What are some of the more standout or unusual acts that you caught last year?
Let me talk about some that are really cool at the national level. In our first year last year, we didn't quite have this yet in Central Florida. I'm hopeful that we will get this at some point soon. There is this program called Roomful of Pianos, where local piano stores get paired with piano teachers to do a multiple piano orchestra, right? So, you know, pianists often are solitary. There might be one in an orchestra or in a band, and they will play by themselves and support, and that's it. There's never a chance to have two pianos playing together, three pianos playing together very regularly. So this concept is you take over the entire showroom of a piano store and have a 4 or 8 or 12 part piece of music that is written for multiple pianos, and then a conductor is in the room conducting a room full of pianos, which is such an incredible thing, right? It's this unique experience that you would never really have elsewhere, and Make Music Day is a great excuse to make that happen. There's also been communities that are using technology to help make music. So in Sheboygan, and this is a very Sheboygan example, they use this piece of technology called a Makey Makey, which is basically a Raspberry Pi computer with a bunch of wires coming out that you can plug into any 8 or 12 items to turn those items into piano keys. And they made a bratwurst piano where people could walk up to a table and by touching individual bratwurst play a tune. Now, we would probably use oranges in Orange County and keep it a little cleaner than a sausage, but there's just this great opportunity for so much creativity. Last year, we had a barbershop choir perform on the steps of the Orange County Administration Center. There was an Indian choral group that performed out in Okoye. We had some singer-songwriters performing throughout the community, and we even had a resident open up his own side yard of his home and have built an entire outdoor stage and had programming all day. Orange County's Arts and Cultural Affairs Office, we're really excited to be able to help sort of organize and facilitate this work, but we really want it to be community-led. Like, we are not making any determinations on, like, what style of music gets performed where, how. We're not curating anything for the day, but we do want to be a resource for the venues and the artists. So we're doing things like printing out yard signs and posters that the venues and the artists can pick up and use to help promote and advertise their performances that day. And I hope this just continues to lift up our individual artist community. And, you know, if it results in even one more paid gig down the line for a performer, then I feel great about what we've done.
That was Vicki Landon, Administrator of Orange County Arts and Cultural Affairs. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.